Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe von Snitch and Linz.
Snitch and Linz! Facts of life!
Life, huh? Can't live without it.
We've been around life for over 23 years now, so I think we know a little bit about life.
If there's one piece of advice we can give you
as survivors of life,
it's to live every moment of it.
Ever eaten smoked salmon off a piece of gyprog? Sounds like someone's not living.
Just make sure you don't die.
Dying is possibly the worst thing you can do in life.
And trust us,
we've died before.
And we can tell you, it sucks a bag of 15 generous tablespoons of shit.
Barry Crocker's moccasins.
Jerry here is another life survivor.
But he came out just a little bit weird.
But that's life for you.
Isn't that right?
Peaches!
Yeah, he loves peaches.
Yeah, he really does.
Peaches!
If there's one thing I feel keeps us alive,
it's almost definitely life.
Oh, and biscuits.
Oh yeah, I love biscuits.
Yeah, me too.
Life. Can't live without it.
Can't die.
Seriously, we can't.
We've tried. We're immortal.
For your masters!
But that's another story in Snitch and Linz's
Facts of Life.
One, two, three, let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch and Linz podcast.
All aboard the Snitch and Linz podcast.
Lindsay's got himself a train whistle. Congratulations.
Man, this is the best present ever. I got it for my birthday from my girlfriend.
I'm aware. I've already heard the story behind it. It's a piece of wood.
Chuck-a-lucka, 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 chuck-a-lucka.
It's the best. And you know the sound that kids make?
Yeah.
Kids always do this one.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey.
Oh, thanks for
Man,
that.
Man, I love this present. Yeah. Anyway.
Lindsay, we've got a very special guest coming on the podcast.
Who we got?
Oh, well, I'm not going to mention Lindsay.
Ooh.
Don't ask me questions you know I can't
Someone
answer.
Someone very special.
Don't make me slap you on live on air.
Yeah. We're also talking about medical conditions that we have.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Personal stuff.
It's going to be a cracker.
We also talk about my mortal enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talk about fans.
Fans.
Not you guys. Not you guys, fans of the podcast.
Yeah, don't get worried.
We actual fans.
Yeah.
Not actual fans. I mean, like, fans. Like, you cool yourself down with. You guys are more like awesome fans.
This is what happens when I don't talk on the intro.
I love talking. I don't talk enough.
Let's get into it.
As listeners of the show might know, I'm actually practicing to become a history teacher.
Yeah.
So I'm doing practical out of school at the moment.
Yeah. And a lot of people, worried people out there thinking this is the future of our education system.
They should be, Michael.
Yeah.
But the kids have gotten used to me around. They, you know, Mr. Price, he's been here for a while.
Was it the first time they called you Mr. Price?
Yeah.
Did you feel like an adult?
They make fun of me too. They call me Mr. Fisher Price and all these other things. I'm like, you kids.
Kids are so harsh these days, aren't they?
They are.
We didn't do that when we were young. We wouldn't dare.
No, they wouldn't. We wouldn't have done that. But these kids, they've got a bit of attitude. And one kid in particular, he's drawn a picture of me.
This is like losing your virginity. It's like you've got your first picture. I'm assuming it's a bad one.
It is a bad one.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's not great. I'm not going to lie. And I've confiscated it. I've gone, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I've brought it into the show today.
You've got it.
I've got it here, just on a little bit of paper.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. You confiscated it.
I confiscated it.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm not having that in my classroom. I'll take that.
You're that teacher.
I'm that teacher. Mr. Price.
He's like,
grumpy old Mr. Price is coming down the halls. So, watch out.
I bet you got like a cupboard full of stuff you've confiscated now.
Yeah. So you can have it back at the end of the year.
End of the year, you got iPods. You know what?
All those teachers that do that, you liars, you never get it back.
Yeah, I'm listening to kids' songs all the time.
You know what? But the worst thing is,
texting on their phones.
You're bloody confiscating fun stuff from them, I'm sure, and taking it home and playing with it.
Yeah, I am.
Got some good Lego. Look out, kids. Oh. Mr. Price is going to come around and confiscate that
stuff. I confiscated a guy's gridiron ball the other day. He's throwing around. I'm like, give me that. And then I'll start.
Give me that. That looks interesting.
And I was playing with it. So anyway, I've taken this picture of this kid.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm excited to see
I've
what
brought
this
it
looks
in.
Like.
Old grumpy Mr. Price. Here we go. I've handed it over to Michael. Can you describe it to the listeners, Michael?
Oh, my God. What is that on your face?
I think it's meant to be my mole, but it's like, you know, it's over-exaggerated. It's like a caricature.
Wow.
I've got a small body and a massive head.
It looks like you've got a humongous birthmark in your face.
Yeah.
Looks like someone's crapped on your face.
Well,
are you sure that's not meant to be like a fleck of on your face?
Maybe it is.
Mr. Grumpy Price, I'm always like...
And what am I saying? Every teacher's got a catchphrase, so what's
your
my
catchphrase, which I'm going to say isn't super original.
No.
You need to get this done. Oh, that's so brutal. So Lindsay, classic Lindsay.
The kids, if you can see because of the picture, I'm pointing to a computer
that says RIP.
Individual Research Project.
Oh, okay. And so the kids, that's a new thing at schools
for history,
days.
Yeah. They have to do a little history project and they always got off task and I always made them say, "You need to get this done, kids. You need to get this done." And that became my catchphrase. Mr. Price, he likes to get things done.
You have the worst catchphrase out of anyone.
Well, I'm sorry.
Don't become a superhero, whatever you do.
You need to get this done, guys. You need to get it done now.
Oh, man.
I'm just that grumpy teacher, too.
You've got to feel like an adult looking at that because you've got a comb over.
Yeah,
I've
got a comb over.
And you've got square glasses.
Big square, just not fun at all. Just.
Wow. I can't believe you're a teacher.
I know.
It really scares me.
That picture burns into your image of who Lindsay is. The kids hate me. They're just like, "Oh, grumpy Mr. Price making us do work."
As much as it's a bad thing, this kid, he's got a lot of potential. He's a pretty good drawer.
He's not bad.
He's going to be sitting on the side of the road doing those caricatures. He's got a big future ahead of him.
Listeners of the show might not know this. I have a personal problem.
Oh, I think they know you've got personal problems. We're all well aware of that.
Not emotional or spiritual problems, physical problems.
Yeah, well, not ones you mention, obviously.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to mention this one. I've actually got a bad back, a bad lower back.
Oh, okay? Poor Lindsay.
Can't lift things, can't do heavy work.
Man, you are getting old.
No, it's just...
Put my back out. No,
it's not like that at all. It's genetics.
Help me off the couch.
No, because I was...
Get my washing stick.
Wasn't like that at all. It's not like that.
Sure.
Just happened to be a lower bad back, a lumbar back. Not a lumbar back, a lumbar back.
You get that mixed up with the Spanish dance.
I can't do it anymore.
You do too much rumba, you get la rumba back.
The la rumba back. Anyway, what's happened is I've got a bad back, and the way I crack it sometimes is when I'm sitting down, I'll tighten my muscles, my lower back muscles. The problem is people who don't know this, it looks like I'm farting.
Yeah, it does.
It appears that I'm letting one rip. Just sitting there talking to them, I'll go, and sometimes it'll make a noise. Sometimes it'll make a noise, and I'll go, crack, and people think I'm farting. I'm just like...
They do. I thought it for a good long while there, too, because
I never mentioned it to you. I just don't tell people, but now I have to... I tell everyone, it's a bad back, guys. It's a bad back.
I've got a bad back. This is the body equivalent of having that squeaky chair, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Except you carry it everywhere. I was out to dinner with my grandparents and my parents the other day.
Yeah.
And like, I just needed a little bit of tightness. So I had to crack it. My grandfather just looked at me, gave me the dirtiest look, and just said, "You're right. You're right."
You're right. Are you relieved, huh? I know we're in an Indian place, but come on. Now, off the back of that personal problem, Lindsay, I feel I need to talk about one of mine.
Okay, tell me about your personal problems.
Well, you already know about this one, to be honest. We've already had many deep talks about it.
Is it your teeth?
No.
Is it your hair?
It's not the teeth. It's not the hair.
Is it downstairs?
Well.
Oh, no. Troubles again.
It's the old Jangleberries.
Oh, big trouble in the old Snitchy Town.
Well, big trouble.
No.
Big trouble, boys.
In little Snitch Town.
Big trouble. No, it's the old Jangleberries.
Oh.
You know, I rang you up about a week ago, just having a conversation like we usually do, and I dropped in a little thing and just going, "Man, the old Jangleberries.
Not.
Giving me a bit of trouble."
Yeah. You were concerned and you were definitely worried.
Yeah, they've been jangling a bit too much, it feels like. A little bit of discomfort.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I need to bring this up with Lindsay. I need, because he's my best mate. Who else am I going to ask?
And who else knows about
my
these
girlfriend?
Things?
No.
No.
That's gross.
Lindsay knows everything about the downstairs area. He's got you covered.
Exactly. Lindsay has many, many... Lindsay has a lot of experience.
Well, no problems, just experience.
So I brought it up with you, and honestly, I was expecting normal reaction with people, which is go to the doctor. Go
to the doctor.
If once you got a little bit of a twinge in your jangleberries, it's doctor time. But the reaction I got from you was, dude, don't worry about it.
I got this. I know this.
I know it. I haven't even seen you in person. I know what's wrong with you, Screw the doctor.
Yeah.
Don't go to the doctor, all right?
I got you covered.
Got you covered.
Got you covered. Screw Medicare. Yeah. Come to me.
You know why?
Why?
Happened to me.
You didn't have to say that.
No. Did have to. What's it's all cards on the table
it's
here.
It's okay. You just reveal personal things about me.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean, this is an open podcast community.
It's now clear to the listeners that we both have ball problems.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if we had a website and we had forums on the website, one of the forums would just be about our balls.
just like news on
social media, balls update. No, so you said, no, dude, happened to me.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor. You know what he said? Sitting down too much.
Sitting down too much.
You have
much.
Been sitting down too much.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Have you been standing more?
Well, I work in a job where I literally can't stand up. I sit behind a computer screen. I can't stand up all day.
Well, that's balls, isn't it?
With my ass stuck out backwards. People that are walking behind me, I've got a glass door behind me. They can see through it.
I don't know
all
what you're
going to see is snitch butt every time they walk past.
Maybe you should just cut a hole in the seat so that you can just... You know.
Have you seen the seats here? They're like the most expensive seats in the world.
Well, maybe you should get a cushion that's like a ring and just sit on that.
Now, Lindsay.
Don't tell me you have. No. No.
I went to the doctor.
You did?
And
did you get the glove?
No, no. What? Look, we don't need to go into details here. We know what happens.
Yep.
As men.
Yeah.
And as ladies, I'm sure you can assume what happens at the doctors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind closed doors.
Diagnosis is, it's round cushion time.
Oh, really? It's round cushion.
Too much pressure on the old jangleberries.
I told you. Was I right? Was I right?
You were right, but I didn't think I'd be getting a bloody hemorrhoid cushion.
Oh. So how are you going to buy the chemist? How are you going to walk out of the chemist with that thing?
I don't know. Put it in my pants.
Now, Snitch Man.
Yes, Lindsay.
If you look at the Snitchy Lins podcast on iTunes, a lot of the related podcasts are actually foreign podcasts.
That's actually true. I was looking at the other day. It's German or Norwegian podcasts on there.
Yeah, so a lot of the listeners who listen to Snitch and Lens podcast actually are German. So we have a massive German audience.
Yeah, massive German audience, fairly small Norwegian audience. So don't want to leave the Norwegians out of
well,
this.
Well, you know, they're important. They're just yeah, there.
Germans are cooler, though.
They're the cool yeah. ones. They're
sorry,
the cool
Norway.
Ones.
So, we're, right, so now we've lost all our Norwegian listeners.
Well, it's now German, so that's good.
Welcome.
Welcome. And because we're all about reaching out to the fans and connecting to yeah. the fans, we've actually gone out and got a friend of ours.
Yeah, yes.
A German friend of ours, Matthias.
Welcome, Matthias.
Welcome, Matthias.
G'day.
Hey.
He's settling in already.
Exactly. How long have you been in Australia for?
Not since 6 weeks.
You're a newbie, but you're picking it up so quick.
He's picking up.
It brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah. He's eating Vegemite.
Yeah, yeah. Drinking VB.
Yeah. Look at you. Sure.
Have you actually had either of those things since you've been in Australia?
Have you had Vegemite?
No.
I
had it, but I'm not.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
Not a fan, no.
You know what? Quietly, we're not either.
Not really.
We're not really
just brag about it. But what we've actually put together is we put a script together for our German fans, thanking them for listening to the podcast. And we were wondering if you could translate our script for us, Matthias. Sure. Cool.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Thanks so much for doing this, Matthias. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll buy you a Coke afterwards for doing this. That's how we pay our people on the podcast.
Well, let's kick things off, man.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
First line goes to me. Let's get a little bit of theme music, if you don't mind. Just bring that up here. Okay.
Let's do it.
Dear German fans of the Snitch and Lens podcast.
Liebe deutsche Freunde vom Snitch and Lens.
Dear German fans of the Snitch and Lens podcast.
We understand that you like our podcast.
Wir freuen uns, dass euch unser
we understand
podcast
that you
gefällt.
Like our podcast.
Thank you.
Danke.
Thank you.
We have many things in common.
Die zwei hier sind echt nicht lustig.
These guys are so boring.
Lindsay, he likes sausages.
Linz ist nicht ansatzweise lustig.
They're not even funny.
As far as we know, Germans invented sausages.
Der neben mir stinkt.
The one sitting next to me stinks.
So once again, thank you.
Der andere verliert seine Haare.
And the other one is losing his hair.
A lot of people say Germans don't have a sense of humor.
So das denn heißen?
What do you mean Germans don't have a sense of humor?
We thoroughly refute this statement as we think we're hilarious.
Glaub mir, ihr seid echt nicht witzig.
Trust me, you're not hilarious.
And on that note, thanks again and auf Wiedersehen.
Affen.
Monkeys.
Sincerely, Snitch and Lens.
Mit freundlichen Grüßen, Depp 1 und Depp 2.
Sincerely, Idiot 1 and Idiot 2.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Man, thank you so much, Matthias.
Yeah, the fans are going to really appreciate this. We're going to skyrocket in Germany now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
We're thinking about maybe making Snitch and Lens a purely German podcast. Can you maybe come on next week and just translate the entire podcast for us? You seem to be doing a great job. Thank you, Matthias.
Awesome. Thanks, mate. Michael, I've identified my one enemy.
You've got more than one.
Well, I've identified one more.
One more? Okay, add it to the list.
Add it to the list.
Yeah.
Weet-Bix.
How can you hate Weet-Bix?
I don't like Weet-Bix.
But if you don't do Weet-Bix, how are you going to become an Olympic athlete?
Well, I don't want to become an Olympic athlete.
No, don't lie. You want to be. Yeah,
well,
you do.
We want to be fit.
Look at me in the eyes and tell me you don't want to be an Olympic athlete.
When they did those kids, 9 out of 10 kids eat Weet-Bix, I felt excluded. I was that one kid who didn't. I was that kid playing with a toy car.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Remember the ad from the 90s? No. 9 out of 10 kids, nutritionist kids, eat Weet-Bix for breakfast.
I actually don't keep a big catalogue of Weet-Bix ads in my brain.
Michael.
I've pushed that out to remember a brand power ad.
But Weet-Bix, why does anyone like Weet-Bix?
They do taste like crap. I'm going to be honest. And have you noticed that there's another brand of Weet-Bix as well? It's got like little balls in it.
Oh, yeah.
Does it still exist? Is that like...
It's not Vita-Wheat.
No. It's Weet-Bix, but it's like...
But Vita-Wheat does have balls in it. Little pepper balls.
Yeah, there's a lot of ball talk in this podcast. Yeah. Too much. Yeah. You know what the problem is? I haven't been eating my Weet-Bix.
Our producer comes in and goes, great podcast, guys, but way too much ball
too
talk.
Too much ball talk, guys.
Just turn down the ball talk.
The ball forum is filling up. We can't handle the website. Too much traffic. And Linz, have you seen outside?
Yeah, I know. It's really, really windy.
Yeah, it's super windy.
I'm looking at a building across the road. It has flagpoles. All the flags are torn and wrapped around the pole.
Whose idea was it to make those flags on a really windy street?
Who designed flags? Mm. Seriously.
Flags suck.
Flags do suck. You know, the funny thing about flags is, flags, Michael, everyone has one.
Yeah.
You know, no one really...
Nobody really wants
no it. No one really wants one. Who can... We have someone coming in.
What is this thing? What is this?
Sorry.
What is this thing?
Mickey.
What's he got here? What is this?
Mickey, look, I'm sorry, Linsman. Just in the middle of the segment there. Yeah.
What is that thing?
It's a door, Mickey.
What is that? You gotta have a door.
It's a radio studio. We need it. Sorry, I haven't even introduced you to this. Yeah. I mean, this is my landlord, Mickey. I'm not 100% sure how he got in here. Or why he's in here.
Well, Michael.
You know that I don't believe in doors. I don't understand why you gotta put that in there. You know I'm coming in. You want to
No, I didn't know you were coming in. I think that's the point. Like, why? What are you doing here?
You didn't know? I left you a note under the milk. You didn't see that?
Michael,
we try to keep
radio and business and home life separate here.
I know. I'm sorry, Lindsay. This is so unprofessional.
No, that's okay.
I know this must be hard for you, but I brought you those jeans that you like.
Oh, thanks, Mickey.
Here they are. Look at those jeans.
I love this fit.
That's a nice pair. You know, they cost me $200.
Really?
Yes. On another matter, Michael, I'm going to have to raise your rent by $200.
Well,
Mickey.
Unrelated matter.
You're a jokester, and that's why I like you, and that's why I like having you as my landlord.
Yeah, jokes.
You called into the show last week.
I needed the rent.
Yeah
Mike. You got to pay your rent, Michael. Your rent.
I pay the rent, yet Mickey still comes into my life.
But there's circumstances that... That was the practice rent.
The practice rent.
this is the real rent that you got to pay. Did I come in? I don't want you wanting for jeans.
No. I don't want to get cold this winter.
No. He looks good in them, don't you think?
Hey, Michael, check out this size.
Yeah, see those jeans? I put a pair of like those on. I wore those before I came over here.
Michael, feel this. My ass. Feel it right through.
You want to touch or take a piece of that pie?
I'm good.
You guys are something. But you know, I came in here for a reason.
Oh, okay.
Didn't want to come in just to upset you, Lindsay.
We love surprise guests.
But I did leave a note under the milk. So that's kind of...
I told you not to touch my milk, Mickey. I know you like strolling into my apartment.
That's part of the...
Screaming about the rent.
That's
and
part of the rules.
Touching my milk, my dairy products.
I have dairy rights in the building. When you shine the leash that says... Mickey's got the rights to touch my dairies. It's up in the lobby, you know. It's a big sign of you, and it says, I allow Mickey.
Just allow
dot,
you.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. And you fill in whatever you feel like, dude.
What I need to on the day, which in this case was the milk. Last night, I was holding auditions for my soccer-themed one-man Joe Cocker tribute show. Unchained. I don't know all the lyrics yet, but because I was interrupted, you see. I was getting in the middle of learning the song, and there was a really big knock at the door.
Okay.
Which was weird, because we don't have doors.
That is weird. Mickey has banned doors in my apartment.
I have an open door policy.
Okay.
So rehearsing knock at the door, I freak out. I yell, Marie! Marie is my sister.
Okay.
She is very ugly. But that is another matter.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And these big men, they come in the room. You know, and they start demanding money from me.
Mm.
I may have taken out a little loan from some fellas because I needed to buy, you know, those little koalas you get.
The little pin ones with the little flags.
You clip on your pencil.
Yeah. Sure.
I needed about 1,200 of those, right? So I needed a loan. I didn't exactly pay these guys back, which is why We had the practice rent.
The practice rent, right.
Now we have the proper rent.
So right. I've never heard of the concept of practice rent before.
Michael, don't you know the etiquette of renting?
Well, I mean,
there's a bond.
He doesn't seem to stand by any type of etiquette of any kind. So
what I'm going to need to do, because you are aware of our open door policy, so for security reasons, I have invited all of these stray dogs onto the first floor.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
That's getting very, there's flea infestation
it's
now.
It's dangerous. You don't go on the first floor. Don't go on
there. I learned that the hard way.
You'll be very badly injured. But we have a new system in place.
Yep.
We have a big gate on the stairs, and we have a bucket of hot links, right? So what you do is if you got to leave the building, you grab a handful of hot links, and then you throw them down the stairs, and the dogs go running, and then you run out the building.
Okay.
Because they control the first floor. Like, I have no way of control. There's like 60 dogs down there.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going to be needing a little more of the ginger from you. And,
the ginger.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a phrase I've yet to hear.
That's what they call it in my country.
So what country are you actually from, Mickey?
I'm from the north.
You're from the north.
Northern hemisphere.
The northern hemisphere.
The north side
of
the back. Me and my sister Marie.
How is Marie, by the way?
Oh, great. She's worn out another one of her bags. I got to go, which is why I'm out and about today. I got to get Marie new because she has to wear a bag on her head
because
she's so ugly.
The bag heads, yes.
Yes.
I'm familiar with them.
Lindsay's very familiar with them.
Yeah. She has a terrible body as well. So we don't have like a prawn situation.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with a term.
I am.
You know,
that's a term that I do know.
You rip off the head.
No.
And then you just have your way with their body.
Well, I wasn't under the assumption that maybe it was a different term. I think we're on different pages.
Are we in the same boat?
We're on the same page, but different spectrums of prawn.
We're in the same page, and we're on the same boat.
And unfortunately, we're still in the same studio. Mickey, I've got to ask you, we've got a podcast to do here.
That's fine. I'll wait.
Mickey, it's been a pleasure.
I'm going to have to find another way out. I'm just going to make my own way because I don't know how to use that damn thing that you call there.
That's a door.
It should.
Yeah, you should get used to them, Mickey. It's really easy to get in and out of buildings.
And they're really, really common.
I don't know. Yeah. I have what you call an open door policy.
Yeah, we've heard about this, actually.
Yeah. Goodbye.
No. Okay. Goodbye, Mickey.
See you, Mickey.
My landlord, Mickey, dropping in the podcast.
I left my butter here. Sorry.
Oh, he's still here.
I'll be back.
Don't forget that.
This smelly left behind. Well, it still is here.
That's very insulting.
Maybe you shouldn't say that he is your landlord and you're sitting kind of fairly close.
Yeah, I know, but like, I feel like he can't hear me if I talk low enough.
Really, well, I got these headphones on.
So he can't hear us. That's not great.
Okay, never mind then.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Is that uni yesterday, Michael?
Yeah.
And it was quite windy. It's been windy for the last few days.
Windy as shit.
Really windy.
We've been through this. And then Mickey came in. And
We tried to talk about this until Mickey came in.
Bloody Mickey.
But at uni, there was a whole line of trees. So there's a path in the middle and there's two sets of trees going either side.
Okay.
And because it's winter, there's no leaves on the trees. This massive, massive branch had fallen into another tree. So it was dangling. It was going to fall.
It was a dangler.
So it was a massive one. I can't stress how big it was.
Uh-huh.
And just hanging there. It's going to fall any second. I've rocked up. I was like, what's going on here?
You're going to take care of this, are you?
No, I try to. Security has seen this and gone, well, it's gonna fall. And, you know, there's a path right underneath. And like hundreds of students walk on this path like every hour because toots change every hour.
Sure, yeah.
You know, let's just put around some hazard tape.
Hazard tape.
And just pray it doesn't fall on anyone.
So they're basically saying, just let nature take its course. Yeah.
And I'm just going, hang on. What if we can knock this baby down?
How are you knocking down the branch? It's a big branch.
It's a big branch. I was just going to get some rocks from somewhere or just try and climb up there and shake the branch out.
What do you need to climb up there and like write it down like the bomb in Dr. Strangelove? Just
fall like a foot and then break my leg.
He got it down. He said it was a big sacrifice.
I also had this other envision. Like because there's hazard tape and it's along the path, I didn't get to run the City of the Surf last weekend, and I feel like I always wanted to win a race. So I feel like I'm going to just run the hazard tape. He's done it. He's done it for Australia. Walk through, people. I have led the way.
All the way. You do that as everyone's walking out of their chutes as well.
Yeah, and so
pretend that they're cheering you on.
Yeah, so no one knows about the branch that's hanging over.
And as you run through the tape, the branch comes down on you. And finally, you get what you rightly deserve for winning the dead stakes of life.
Michael, having a girlfriend's great.
Yes. Where are we going with this one?
It's not about the girlfriend. You know, girlfriend's fine. That's A-okay.
Okay.
Green light.
Why would you
thumbs
start
up.
Like that then?
Okay. This is what I'm getting at.
I'm concerned.
When you're in a relationship, when you're a couple, or sure. people associate you as being one person in a couple, in a relationship, whenever yes. you rock up to a party
uh-huh.
by yourself, the first question you always get is not hello. It's always, where's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Where is she?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, she's busy or she's working or she's got another party or something. What always gets me, this drives me up the wall, is that these people never really care about my effort to come to the party. They just want to know, where's the fun one? Where's the good one? Where's the girlfriend?
Oh,
where's she? She's so much of a laugh. Why did you come? Why did we get the crap one?
Why are you here?
Why did you have to be here? Let's not, you know, go out of our way to thank you for coming, you know, well, drive all the way here. I get that splashed in my face every time I go to a party, every time I have someone over or something. It's always the same line. I'm sick of it. I'm getting sick of people. I'm sick of this relationship. No, I'm not sick of the relationship.
Oh,
no, I wasn't the slip of the tongue.
The truth comes out.
I'm sick of this aspect of the relationship. I'm just like, what is this? Can't people, you know, love me for me?
No,
they want the good. They want the good half.
Straight answer right there, Linz, man. You got to make yourself the better half.
I got it. Well, my friends just like the other half better than me.
Because, well, I mean, she's more likable. I mean, that's the thing.
I thought I was a great guy.
Don't get me wrong. You're a likable guy, but you ain't got nothing on her. She's She's too likable.
She is likable. She's nice. She's bubbly. She's friendly.
She's like, it's like the Big Mac. See, I like to put everything down to a Mac as an analogy here. She's like the Big Mac. Everybody loves the Big Mac. It's a classic. They're there, you know?
Yeah.
It's tasty. Everybody enjoys it. Okay?
Yeah.
You're like the McOz.
Or the Nuggets.
It's been and gone. Not everybody likes it.
Yeah. Not everyone likes beetroot.
It's got a bit of beetroot on it.
Or it's kind of like sour worms. It's got the sweet part of the sour worms.
Wait, where did we go from McDonald's straight to sour worms?
Because you got the sour part, which is me, and then you got the sweet girl, who's just lovely.
Well, stop being so sour then.
Well, it's hard not to be sour when everyone just says, where's the good one? When everyone associates you as being sour, I'm not a sour guy. I'm a funny guy. I'm a lovely guy.
I don't know. Pretty sour.
Man.
And people listen to this podcast going, sounds like a sweet dude ragging on his girlfriend like this. What a catch.
What a charmer.
Can't wait to invite him to my party.
On the way to work the other day, Michael. Like, well, I don't work, but you know.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
But, you know, I do things. Yes. I do things with my time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the important thing. You've got to do something with your time.
You've got to do something.
I was driving somewhere. Someone was driving past me, a lady, and she had a fan in her other hand while she was driving with one wheel and a fan in the other. A fan. You know, the circular ones, the Japanese ones that you go like that?
Oh, okay. So not like a motorized fan.
No, nothing like that. Like a one that you fluff yourself with, like. Not like
that's not fluffing.
Well, what do you call it?
Do you know what fluffing is, Lindsay?
So you wave it at yourself and cool yourself down.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Not the one you fold, but the circular one, oval shaped one.
Do me a favor and look up what fluffing is when we finish the podcast.
Thanks, mate. She held it in front of her mouth. She wasn't cooling herself down. She was holding it to shelter her teeth from the sun.
What?
Yeah, this
what
is.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I saw. I thought I could bring it with you, bring it to the podcast,
and
bring it to the listeners, and
here.
We can figure out what's going on. What is this lady doing? I'm like, because I know ultraviolet light makes teeth whiter, so she wasn't definitely trying to get her teeth whiter. She was trying to do something else.
What are you talking about? She was not shielding her teeth from the sun.
Well, what was she doing?
She was in a car driving.
Driving, one hand on the steering wheel, one hand with the fan, covering her mouth, driving. I'm like, what is that? I have no idea. Do you have any idea what this lady could have been doing?
Well, you know geishas.
Geishas?
In olden times, Lindsay.
I do know of a geisha.
Of a geisha. One single one. Only know the one.
That's not, it's not glacier. It's different though, right? Geisha and glacier.
I'm lost now.
Geisha is that chick, right, in Japan?
It's not one chick.
Well, these chicks.
The chicks in Japan,
Justin
yes.
White. Look white. Yeah, it's got
the most
it.
Bogan definition we've got. Yeah, the chicks in Japan, right?
The chicks in Japan.
Bloody geishas.
Geishas.
Love them. Love myself a bit of geisha. No, the geishas, they used to flutter the fans in front of their face when they were, like, nervous or when they were, like...
Trust me, this wasn't a geisha. This was not a geisha, Michael.
Hey, maybe she's got dreams, Lindsay. Maybe she wants to be a geisha.
Well, yeah, everyone's got to have dreams, but... Yeah. You know,
and what you're destroying hers.
Doing it on the road, on the way to work. That's not how to live.
That's just asking for a geisha related incident, isn't it? When you write that down in the insurance form, sorry, it's trying to be a geisha.
Trying to be a geisha.
End up running up the back of some stupid Corolla with a guy trying to figure out what the hell I was doing.
Looking in the rearview mirror, trying to brake every 5 seconds. What's going on back there?
What is that lady doing? Yeah, no, I'm genuinely interested in what she was doing. I want to know what it was.
I want to know what it was, but, you know, I don't care that much.
I'm more interested to see if it actually was her trying to be a geisha.
I have no idea what it was.
And that's how she started. Like, that's the one thing she's got.
She started with a fan.
She went to the geisha shop and said, you know what, start me on the basic stuff. Give me a fan.
Give me a fan.
None of the makeup.
I can't flutter it right, but, you know.
I'm also not Japanese, like, put that on the table.
But I'm looking at the prospect of becoming a geisha.
Yeah, yeah.
In the training.
And I believe the geishas were, and I could be mistaken here, and I don't want to offend anyone, but I believe they were kind of olden times courtesans.
What's that?
Or prostitutes, like classy prostitutes.
Okay.
I could be completely wrong here, but that's what I've heard.
See, I don't know. I'm confused. It might be either that or a virgin.
No.
I think it might be one or the other.
Well,
I think
you're the history teacher here. Take a stab in the dark, Lens. One road leads down, offending every single Japanese person. The other one leads down the road of truth. You're not going to make the call, are you?
No, I'm going to take the road less traveled by. Say the brothel one.
Sorry, all geishas, prozzies. Sorry, guys. We've had so many problems in this show.
Yeah, downstairs.
Upstairs.
Front and back for downstairs. Mm-hmm. So it's not working.
Baldness.
Throat
infections.
Throat infections, which we won't even talk about.
Hair in places it shouldn't be.
No, just out of control. Like on my palms, I don't know what that means.
Oh, I do.
On a full moon, I'm just howling.
Well, that's not what it means.
Oh, no! Wow! Michael.
Oh, Lindsay's just another... Real problem.
That's a real problem. So maybe we should just, you know,
a bit of meditation.
Get out of these problems. Get out flux.
I'm afraid of what we're going to happen in this meditation, to be honest. All you're going to hear is just a zoop.
Let's forget our worries.
Oh, my hairy palms.
Relax. Okay. Let's forget
our mistakes. All right. It is time for meditation. Let's
forget our mistakes. Let's just limber up.
Loosey goosey.
Here we go. Hey, Michael.
Yeah, let's.
Have you noticed the capital of Pakistan is Islamabad?
I actually did know that. I'm pretty bad with geography, but I knew that.
But if you spell it out, if you look at it, it says Islam are bad. Almost looks like it says Islam is bad.
Oh. Well, that's...
It's not good. It's not
perpetuating a stereotype that I know, dislike.
I know. I think they should change it to, like, Islam are good.
Hey, Linz.
Yeah.
I need to go buy round pillow.
Yeah.
For my jangleberries. I know we've been through this, but do you have $10 I can borrow?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, Liz.
Nice shirt you got there.
Thank you.
It's like a... It's looking okay? Been shopping recently?
No, I actually haven't. This is quite old.
Well, that's a bit of a shame.
Why?
Never mind.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah?
Have you ever seen... You know pug dogs?
Yeah, pug dogs, yeah.
Have you ever seen one that hasn't looked fat?
They've all looked fat.
They're just a fat dog.
Does all the fat go to their face?
It must.
Wow. Michael.
Yeah?
Whatever happened to Agro from Agro's Cartoon Connection?
I'm almost certain you got a sex change. Fedoras?
Yes?
I'm bringing them back.
Don't bring him.
I'm lying. They're actually already back. I'm just following the trend.
No, there's no trend. Michael, you know how we had Matthias? Matthias.
Oh, I get his name
Matthias?
Right. Matthias.
Matthias. You know how we had Matthias on the show?
Yes, I'm aware.
Great guy. Very funny. Do you reckon he liked our show?
I'm not 100% sure.
Neither am I.
He's hard to read.
Very. very hard.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's got anything to do with him being German, but I might have something to do with it.
Very straightforward.
Cool guy, though.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Outro!
Outro, I do declare that
it is the outro
for the Snitch and Lens podcast for another week.
It's been a very fun podcast.
It has been a pleasure as well.
We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have mad making it. Use your words, Lindsay. Use your words.
We are a little bit tired, so it's time we got out of here. But
About professionalism. We don't have any of it.
No.
We're just two guys that meet on a Sunday that talking to mics, and somehow you guys listen to it.
I don't know why you're still listening. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
We're gone. Snitch and Lens.
Spread the love.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
Turn the mics on would be a good idea.
That would be a good idea. Michael, the movie Taken 2 is coming.
Yeah. Yes. Liam Neeson. Oh, I got so excited that I burped.
You got so excited that you burped. He's a great actor. I love Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he's all right.
But I feel Taken was a standalone story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how are they going to pull this off? What is the plot of Taken 2? So, we've done a little bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got undercover.
Yep.
Contacts in Hollywood.
We know what's coming up.
And
we're in the know with the movie news.
Yep. And we found this little segment, so enjoy.
Is this going to be a sketch, is it?
I guess it can be.
Okay, cool.
Is that we're writing a sketch? Or we can steer it another way.
Okay.
Do you want to steer it in a way like...
We can do a sketch.
You want to do a sketch? Or we can just say, what will be the plot?
So you haven't actually got the plot, though?
No.
Oh, I thought you had it. Because I'm pretty sure the plot details are already out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that segment just went downhill quickly, didn't it?
I think I've actually already heard it. Isn't it that his family is... Yeah, like, no, he's... They try and target his entire family.
Who's doing that?
Who's doing that?
Who's doing that?
Oh, you silly sausages. Stop targeting my family.
Guys, if we just keep doing that, things are going to get worse. So just stop doing it. We'll be okay. Yeah. Like, who's got what to gain?
Why aren't you a hostage negotiator?
I should be a hostage negotiator.